The 2023 Cass County Fair is wound down and come to a close. We had the livestock sale yesterday, and we're now being joined by Justin Ritalik, who heads up the rabbit portion of the Cass County Fair. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I guess how'd things go for you this year?
The show went well. It was hot. Last Friday was a hot day because it was really, really hot. But the kids toughed it out and got the rabbit project shown. I feel sorry for the judge standing on his feet that long and having to go through, do all that. But he did a fairly decent job. You know, there's things everyone likes and dislikes about every judge, and rabbits are no different. So.
What special things kind of do you have to do then to adjust to kind of deal with the heat that day? I'm sure it's obviously just making sure you're paying attention to the animals more, but
keep an eye on the animals, a little closer eye. We got add a lot more fans.
Yeah,
because you get air moving across the rabbit ears, and that's how they cool down.
Okay,
that's basically their air conditioner is cycling blood through the ears. You can take a damp washcloth and kind of rub down the ears too. That helps a little bit. But handling them is just stressful. Now, you're talking about a whole bunch of 4-H kids where the rabbits are probably handled pretty well every day. So they're used to that. It's just, of course, they get used to their showers, the exhibitors' smells and stuff, and when everyone has their own scent and the judge's scent, some of them freak out a little bit, but for the most part, the kids do a good job of getting them trained, and it doesn't take long for the judge to get them set and get them looked at, and we do our best to get them up to the table and back to their cage where they can rest and relax as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, I guess participation-wise, how are your numbers this year?
We had 75 head check in for the 4-H show and 48 head checked in for the FFA show this year. So we were, for those that have come out in previous years to our county fair, we were three tables shy of what we usually are, but still over 100 head. We had a little more meat pens than breeding stock this year, which in the previous years we've almost been completely breeding show and hardly any market rabbits, because last few years breeders around the area just haven't had good luck getting babies to supply the kids with market animals. But this year must have been a little better this year, so we had a few more meat pens, which is nice. That's what the kids can sell on the auction, and that's what helps pay for their projects is the sale.
Yeah, and always great support from the community for that. I know there was a pretty good crowd there yesterday doing that, and we always appreciate those folks that come in year after year and do that for the kids to help them continue.
Yeah, yep. We have great community support. As a lot of people probably know by now, one of the things I'm trying to do is replace the old wooden tables that the cages sit on during county fair with some metal ones, a little lighter, a little safer, because the wood ones have been remodified multiple times since they were first made, and we got nails and staples and screws sticking out, and as best as we try to get those taken care of, there's always seems every year to be 1, 2, 5, 20 that new ones that just pop up, and it makes setup and tear down really nervous for me, because I'm afraid that someone will catch a finger or something on them. And we've gotten four tables made of the new metal ones, and we've think we've got a good design done, which once we get everything set up and going, I think there'll be a good table to last another long time. Well, these wood ones were made before I was even in school. Mm-hmm. And that's getting further and further away.
Yeah, time's not going the other direction, right?
No. But we've had great support from the community. Last couple years, during the rabbit show, we've held a raffle with various businesses around the Cass County that donated items to have on it. Last year, it was a little cooler, and the raffle was a pretty good success. It brought enough to pay for two tables, and this year, because it's hot and stuff, it wasn't quite as good, which is bad, well, sad, not necessarily bad, but sad, because there was a lot of gifts, a lot of good gifts from the community, and if we got time, I'd like to go through the list and thank the businesses that donated this year. For those that didn't and maybe would like to, I do plan on holding another raffle next year to help raise money. I plan to do that until we got all the tables paid for and done.
Okay.
So without further ado, if you're ready, I'll just start down the list. We had 27 items, so it's a good long list. Lineman Tractor here donated a toy. CarQuest, Atlantic Ag and Auto, they donated a six-set screwdriver set. Steinbeck's and Sons, they donated two 20-pound LP bottle refills. AgriVision, John Deere down there in Messina, they donated a toy. KSWM donated two Tyler Hubbard concert tickets and two general admission tickets to the state fair. KJN, you might know those guys. Yeah, pretty good. They donated four general admission state fair tickets. Then we had some businesses that donated just straight cash donations, which is nice too. We'll take for anyone out there that maybe didn't get to the raffle this year and still want to participate. We still take cash donations too if they so choose. Okay. You can, if you want to make a check, make it out to Cass County Fair Board, and in the memo, write rabbit tables, and then you can drop it off at the extension office. Okay. At your leisure. We more than happy to take any type of monetary donation that like that. But the ones that I know of, in case there was some that maybe dropped into the office and I haven't been told about, I apologize. But thank you if you've done that. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I know about, McAtee Tire donated $100 cash. Second Street Repair donated $50. And then Farmhouse and Flowers donated a decorative bunny for landscape or garden. It was kind of a neat little bunny. Hennicks and Locker donated a $50 meat certificate or cheese. I mean, they have both down there, but they got some good stuff down there. O'Reilly's here in town donated a bucket with car wash materials in it, the towels, the sponges, the soap with the bucket. So that was a pretty good donation. Don't need the water right now. You can just put the soap on it right currently and just go out there soap and let Mother Nature rinse it for you. Bay's Repair here in Atlantic donated two vehicle alignment certificates. So that was pretty nice of them. Simply Hair donated some hair products. Okay. LDI Tractor, which is over there on kind of where Old Highway 6 and New Highway 6 split. It used to be called Old Highway 6 Implement for those
Okay.
With advanced age. But they're a Kubota and New Holland dealership.
Okay.
And they donated a toy. McCunn Specialty Firearms, or I guess Specialty Guns, I guess is what they called now. I'm showing my age. They donated a little container full of mugs, a shirt, and a few other items, a lot of different little things in that. That was a nice little bag. Hy-Vee here donated 2 toy semi, IndyCar semis.
Okay.
That they got there in the store. Tractor Supply Company, which for those that don't know, took over Orsland's.
Mm-hmm.
They donated the rabbit hutch that Orsland's used to hold rabbits in when they sold rabbits. So they donated that one. It was used, but it was still in really good condition. Nice. So someone got a pretty good starter hutch there. And I remember the little girl that won it, and she was pretty excited. Even mom and dad, I think, were a bit excited too. So nice. That was a good thing to see.
Mm-hmm.
R&B Feeds here in Atlantic donated a 50-pound bag of rabbit food. So that was nice. Atlantic News Telegraph, they donated a 6-month subscription to the paper that someone got, and they can get subscribed, and then they'll be able to get all the fair stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here pretty soon. Ziegler Cat here in Atlantic, they donated a toy, 2 sweatshirts, a t-shirt, 5 baseball caps, and they were pretty nice sweatshirts and t-shirts. The toy was let's just say my nieces and nephews really wanted it too. Okay. Well, they want every toy out there, but that's just a kid. Yeah. Napa here donated a Napa bag with a mobile backup camera on it.
Oh, okay.
So you could put it on various pieces of equipment and in blind spots and move it from vehicle to vehicle. So that's nice. National Valley Cycle here in Atlantic, they donated just $100 cash donation. So thanks to them. First Interstate Bank, they actually donated a small soft cooler filled with various items. They had 4 different types of drinks in there and stress balls, which kind of wish I had one of those towards the end of fair and stuff.
<Yeah. laughs>
Like most parents and, mm-hmm. and kids, by the end of fair, tempers are a little short,
mm-hmm.
especially with each other,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. I've seen it on a couple different families, and I go, huh, been there, done that, with thinking back to when my brother and I showed and my how much we got on dad's nerves or vice versa. That
mm-hmm.
but so that was pretty nice. Vicky and Dale Retallick, they donated a whole bunch of Easter rabbit related items that got distributed out
mm-hmm.
pretty well. Sontag Development LLC, they donated a $50 Ace gift card.
Okay.
This year. That was pretty nice. Jim and Vicky Norsgott, and I'm going to say that name wrong because I don't say it enough, because to me it's all and to most people it's Jim Bob and Vic Bob. but they donated $100 cash.
Nice.
So much appreciated to them. And then Greg Young down here took over Debtors. And they donated 5 free oil changes for the raffle.
Nice.
And that's the 27 businesses that we had items from this year. I just want to thank them all again for their support. And if for my rabbit showers, if you're in there, thank them too.
Yeah.
And whatnot. I also want to thank the Fair Board. I don't think they get enough recognition for everything they do. It is definitely a working board. They start about a week or 2 weeks before fair, and they go to a few days after fair. So they put a lot of time and energy into making our fair what it is, and help keeping it free, along with the businesses and people with the donations. A couple other people I want to thank is W&S Appliance. Because of the forecast of the heat and everything, they donated the use of a freezer for kids to put their ice bottles in and get it get them froze again so they can put them back in with rabbits. That's one thing I guess I forgot to mention earlier, but that's another way to help keep any animal cool is you put some ice bottles in, and that is quite, it came in good use this year. Mm-hmm. So much thanks to them. Also, of course, you know, we just had the sale yesterday, and I'd like to thank Messina Livestock Sales for coming up and doing the sale. They did not only rabbits, but they did every species that sold yesterday. And that's a lot of work and a lot of strain on them vocal wise, because we started at 8, and shortly after noon is, I think, I can't remember exactly when they finished, but that's a lot of crying for them. So, thank you for what they do. And that's, outside of thanking my volunteer rabbit people, and the parents and the kids for putting on a good show. I'm kind of out of thank yous right now, but I can go back and kind of look at how fair went today, and I think for the heat and everything, it was a good sale. The businesses, they came out and supported the rabbits, and for that I'm thankful, because they helped, especially the new ones. It takes a lot to get started into anything. Mm-hmm. Rabbits are not excluded to that, and I got some very good friends that have beef, and they go, oh, they're just so cheap, and then I start breaking down per pound and of costs and expense, and they kind of stop talking because they're not very big, but they have a price tag on them too.
Yeah.
So, but and like I said, the sale is how a lot of the kids help pay for getting started and stuff. So much thanks to all the businesses and individuals that come out to support the sale, not just for rabbits, but for all livestock. And I think I can speak for all superintendents on that part.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's great to see that support, and like you said, year after year, and everything that goes on. As you mentioned too, if anybody's hearing this and they want to support your efforts to continue improving the rabbit area there, just make that check out to the Cass County Fair Board and put rabbit tables in the memo, and they can drop that off anytime up there at the Extension office. So whether it's a business or individual, anybody that wants to support, we encourage them to do that. And then if they want to get involved in helping out the raffle next year, you're going to welcome them in with open arms.
Yep, exactly. And maybe they really don't do much with rabbits or anything, but they did something with another species. I know every department would gladly take some donations to help with one thing or another. So, I'm just concentrating on rabbits.
Yeah.
That's my baby, as you say. So that's what I'm doing. But, 4-H is a group effort, both family, 4-H'ers and community. So if you're able and willing to do something, just reach out and gladly take the help.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Justin Ritalik. He's the superintendent of the rabbits at the Cass County Fair. And again, if you have a chance to help out, whether it be the rabbits or anything involved with the Cass County Fair, they welcome in your help. Thanks for joining us.